USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A fast-moving wildfire in northern Arizona has grown to more than 6,000 acres, being fueled by significant winds and dry conditions. Called the Tunnel Fire, it was burning about 14 miles north of Flagstaff. The bird flu outbreak has hit 30 states in America. Andrew Bowman from the College of Veterinary Medicine at Ohio State University.
The virus that's been circulating in Europe for a while, it looks like we've had a couple introductions of that virus into North America.
Russia rejects ceasefire for civilian evacuations amid Eastern Orthodox Holy Week, claiming the request was not sincere. Russian troops continue advancing in eastern Ukraine with Mariupol poised to fall into Russian hands. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is willing to invest up to $15 billion of his own cash to take Twitter private. Multiple reports are saying Elon will make the bid in 10 days. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy.
NASCAR racing goes big this weekend in Talladega, Alabama. U.S. military officials explain their logic in helping democracy Ukraine fight its communist neighbor after being invaded.
As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby at a briefing Tuesday is asked why the United States is providing aid to Ukraine in slices rather than giving them everything they need that the United States could have provided months ago.
If we were to, let's just say that we followed the alternative logic, and at the very beginning of the invasion, we just said, here's everything in the shoebox, let's just send it over there. Well, what if everything in the shoebox doesn't fit the fight that they're in? So you tailor each package based on the fight that they're in and what's going on at the time.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Former White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien had strong words for the Biden administration Tuesday night on Newsmax regarding China's support of Russia. It's helping them deflect U.S. sanctions.
Xi Jinping basically gave the green light for the invasion. Putin went to him and asked for his permission at the Olympics. He was given permission, apparently, by Xi Jinping. And then Xi Jinping said that they would be unlimited partners. And we're seeing that unlimited partnership unfold. As Western markets close off to the Russians, they're going to sell their goods and services and oil and gas to the Chinese. And so these are two nuclear powers, they're two superpowers, and they will present a formidable challenge to the United States and to the West going forward. We need to respond by rebuilding our military as we were doing under the Trump administration. We need to make sure that the military budget keeps pace with inflation, which has been going through the roof. And so even the increased military budget that was recently submitted is actually cutting defense spending because of inflation. So that can't happen. We need to fix that.
A Catholic diocese in Camden, New Jersey, has agreed to pay $87.5 million to settle roughly 300 claims who accuse its clergy members of sexual abuse. If a U.S. bankruptcy judge approves the agreement, it would be the largest cash payment by any Catholic diocese in bankruptcy to date in the United States. United States Football League football starts week two on Friday afternoon and runs through the weekend. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.